Kevin Eubanks' 2017 album, East West Timeline. That was a 1950s vintage composition by pianist Ray Bryant called Cubano Chant. Eubanks on guitar, Rene Camacho on bass, Mino Sinaloo on percussion, Bill Pierce on saxophone, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. Bryant, who passed in 2011, was Kevin Eubanks' uncle. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century.
In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz guitarists.
I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of guitarist Kevin Eubanks. Kevin Eubanks was born 62 years ago in Philadelphia, where his mother, Vera Eubanks, played classical piano and gospel organ. Two brothers, trombonist Robin and trumpeter Dwayne, are also nationally prominent jazz musicians, and Kevin studied violin and trumpet before settling on guitar. Kevin attended the Berklee College of Music and then moved to New York. He made his recording debut in 1980 on a live recording by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. In the early 80s, he recorded with Steve Arrington's Hall of Fame, a popular funk band, but turned down an invitation to tour with the band to concentrate on his jazz career. His debut album, Guitarist, was released in 1983 on the Elektra Musician label. The following year, he signed a multi-album deal with GRP Records, which specialized in studio-polished contemporary jazz. From Eubanks' 1985 album, Opening Night, let's listen to the title track. Kevin Eubanks on guitar, his cousin David Eubanks on bass, Marvin Smitty Smith on drums, and Branford Marcellus on tenor saxophone.
Thank you.
the album Extensions by the Dave Holland Quartet. That was Holland's composition, Processional. Holland on bass, Steve Coleman on alto saxophone, Kevin Eubanks on guitar, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. The album came out in 1990 on the ECM label. Throughout the 1980s and into the early 90s, Eubanks continued to put out radio-friendly releases under his own name while recording edgier material with Holland and on independent labels with saxophonist Steve Coleman, Greg Osby, and Gary Thomas. In 1992, he moved to Los Angeles to join the Tonight Show band under the direction of Branford Marcellus. When Marcellus left the band, Eubanks took over as the band director, where he developed an easy rapport with the show's host, Jay Leno, and backed the musical guests from all genres. From the 1994 album Buckshot Lay Funk, produced by Branford Marcellus, this is called Some Cow Funk. Branford on alto sax, Kevin Eubanks on slide guitar, Kenny Kirkland on keyboards, Robert Hurst on acoustic bass, Daryl Jones on electric bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you're jamming with jazz in the new millennium.
There ain't nothing I can do, nothing I can say. That folks don't criticize me. But I'm gonna do just as I want to anyway. And I don't care if they despise. If I should take the notion to jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday and I stay out sinning all night Monday, yeah, ain't nobody's business if I do. Trade him in for another. Oh, well, well. Ain't nobody's business if I do. They do it in Hollywood anyway, all the time. For him to even rear up and think about how he might even try and hit me. No, no, no. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I do, gonna do what I wanna do when I wanna do it. How I wanna do it, especially like I like to do it. I'm gonna have my fun. Oh, I'm gonna be good sometimes, sometimes mean to someone. Oh, ain't nobody's business. Oh, no. 'Cause this is my life.
I've been down so long.
I believe I've heard that guitar riff somewhere before. From the 2009 album Between a Rock and the Blues by Joe Louis Walker, that was a tune co-written by Walker and Kevin Eubanks called I've Been Down. Walker and Eubanks on guitars, Henry Oden on bass, Ellis Eugene Blacknell Jr. on piano, and Jeff Miniweather on drums. Prior to that, we heard Eubanks on acoustic guitar, accompanying Diane Reeves on the traditional blues Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, a tune first recorded almost 100 years ago, from Reeves' 1997 album, That Day. Eubanks stayed with Leno for 18 years, during which time his recording career almost came to a halt, though he did put out a half dozen albums on his own In Soul label. Zen Food, his first album after leaving The Tonight Show, was released in 2010 on the Mac Avenue label and became his fastest-selling album, entering the Billboard Jazz chart at number 5. From that album, here is Eubanks' composition, I Remember Loving You. Gary Edkins on keys, Rene Camacho bass, Marvin Smitty Smith drums, Kevin Eubanks guitar. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell. Thank you. guitarists Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan from their 2015 album Duets. That was called Going On Home. We also heard a composition by Eric Harlan called Choir, which I assume takes its title from the guitar chorus effects pedal played by Kevin Eubanks. From Dave Holland's 2013 album Prism, featuring Holland on bass, Harlan on drums, Kevin Eubanks on guitar, and Craig Taborn on keyboards. From 2010 to 2012, Eubanks was the artistic director of the Jazz in the Classroom program for the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. He continues to work in television, scoring movies, and appearing as a guest on shows, and he is an active fundraiser for the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. But what he does best is play the guitar. From the 2019 album 400, an African-American musical portrait by bassist Avery Sharp, this is Sharp's composition, Arrival. Kevin Eubanks on acoustic guitar, Dwayne Eubanks on trumpet, Don Braden on tenor sax, Sakai Curtis on piano, Ronnie Burridge on drums, Tendai Muparutsa on djembe, and a choir directed by Kevin Sharp.
Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace. Thank you.